Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
What happens when you leave a great song off your album?
I don't know, Jim. What happens when you leave a great song off your album?
You get featured on a mid-level podcast. So we're calling up Tug again.
Yeah, we are.
Because yesterday we talked about some of the new music you've discovered, right, Patrick?
Yeah, Tune Yards and Shopping.
Right, and then Tug Baker, we had on the phone, he told us about new Wyoak music, right?
That's great.
And we said, we like that so much, let's call him up again today.
Yeah. We have a short window, though, when his little one is napping.
Yeah, that's right. And so now I'm going to talk about a couple of songs I liked from last month, from January 2018. And then Tug's going to give us another one, right?
Great.
This is great. Isn't this
perfect?
Worked out just like we planned it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep your voice at a nice, even level so we don't wake anybody up.
So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foss.
And with us on the phone is Tug Baker. Welcome, Tug.
Hey, how's it going?
Tug.
Now, you have to be quiet, right? Because the little one is sleeping.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I got to keep it down.
Are you like in a closet, you know, with the door closed and sort of huddled under
hiding,
a sheet?
Hiding from the dogs and yeah.
Okay, so let's just dive right into this, right?
Yeah,
so we're
absolutely
talking new music 2018 we're in now, January 2018. Here's a band that relates to a conversation that Patrick, you and I had last week about a very famous band.
Yes.
And this is a new band that I would say you can hear a certain inspiration, right?
So
let's just play it and then we'll talk about it. So did you hear maybe a certain influence in that?
I definitely did hear the legacy of Marky Smith carried on a little bit in the bass and certainly in the vocals.
Yeah, the vocals. Although I would also suggest the vocals have a bit of a Joe Strummer quality to them,
too. Yeah, they do. Those guys were getting pretty worked up there as we got farther along into the song. They're upset about something.
So that band is called Shame.
Mm-hmm.
They are a new band. This is off their debut album, just released.
I think it's very interesting is that both of you guys let off with these picks that... like Shopping yesterday that we talked about, like to me feel like this very like, what is the British youth of today up to? and it gives me a real sense of like, back, I don't know if you guys remember The Streets, the kind of grime, hip hop, like very much like it kind of, you know, this very like, what is the youth of Britain? Like, what are they doing? Like, and this, you know, kind of always trying to tap into it. And very interesting that that you guys both pick something that I think kind of dances around that.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So British band, band out of London. Oh, this album was recorded in Wales, apparently. The album is called Songs of Praise, and it is their debut album. And yes, you can hear a lot of the sort of British punk and post-punk influence in that, but I think you're right, Tug. It sort of like gives maybe a window into sort of the attitudes or the feelings that are going on in Britain at this time, right?
I haven't gotten to listen to Shame too much yet, but I've seen them pop up on like my Facebook feed and different things like that. And it's, that seems to kind of be the buzz around them. It's like, yeah, this group that's really tapping into slightly angry youth, as it were.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I see they're on the Dead Oceans label, which is a really cool label, based in Bloomington, Indiana.
Yes, isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's a really, really, they have a really eclectic roster, so that's a good sign.
All right, so that's one of my picks.
Cool.
Now, the next one is really, I think, a good exercise in modern pop music.
Okay.
It's got just this great little touch that I think you're going to hear, and really poppy, and kind of like you had in a recent new music episode, I think we did once, Patrick, where you talked about an album that was like outtakes from a previous one. Who was that?
That was Angel Olsen.
Angel Olsen. Yeah. That's right.
Phases.
That's right. This is an outtake from a group, an artist called J Som.
Yep.
She put out this record last year called Everybody Works.
Yeah, I like that.
And this new single called Pirouette, it just came out, is actually an outtake from that album.
Oh, cool.
And it's one of those kind of surprising things, because you hear it and you think like, how did that get left off the track listing?
That was catchy.
It's a total earworm, isn't it?
Really is.
I love that little bit, that little din din din. Like, that's just such a nice little touch when
really
you can
is.
Just add that little, those couple little notes that just sort of, I don't know, make the song a little more interesting or sort of keep it going. And then the other thing, just to geek out a little bit on it too, is it catches you a little bit off guard because it's not always on the beat. Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. So I noticed that.
It's
it lags a little behind. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So I don't know. I just loved it. I listened to it about 5 times in a row. That's how much I loved it.
J Som was one of those albums that I kept hearing when people were talking about, you know, best albums of 2017. And I think when I was trying to compile my list, I spun it maybe once and, you know, I was like, I do like this and I want to come back to it, but it's not, you know, super grabbing me. But to think that was an outtake is like, oh, okay, that's pretty good for an outtake.
Yeah, and I think that's an astute observation, Tug, because I had a little trouble getting into the J Som record, but once it hit me, it was like, wow, this is, you know, but it does take, you've got to immerse yourself with it and give it a, you know, 3-4 spins. At least I've found that to be the case.
Yeah, and maybe, I don't know, maybe it was a case where she felt that this song didn't fit with the tone of that record, right? Maybe it was, you know, sort of too poppy
it
or something,
been,
right?
Yeah,
you know,
too and catchy.
Sort of hold it out. And then she just, you know, released it as a single just a couple of weeks ago.
It's so, really cool.
Yeah. So that is Pirouette. And by the way, I looked on, she's on Polyvinyl, I want to say.
I believe that's correct.
And I looked on their website to see if maybe hoping that this would be like a 45 that I could get, because this would be a great jukebox song
absolutely.
In my jukebox, right?
Yeah.
All right.
They did release it as a 7-inch, but it's the small hole 7-inch.
Oh, no.
Why do they do that?
I know.
I want the 45s.
You're going to have to get yourself a big hole punch, brother.
All right. So there you go. Those are my two picks for this month.
And, very nice, Jim.
The other, a couple of other contenders that, again, if you guys want to do some independent study on this, a couple of older bands, almost you might consider sort of classic now in some weird way, who came out with some new songs back. This actually would have been in December. We didn't really touch on new music in December because of all the other stuff going on. But there's a new Hold Steady song out called Entitlement Crew.
I was unaware of that.
Super classic rock, kind of catchy in that Hold Steady way. And then The Vaccines also have some new music out. This one song called I Can't Quit is, again, a super catchy song. So there's a couple of other things kind of floating around out there.
Those are ones to add to the new playlist.
All right. And Tug's going to give us another pick from this past month.
I'm excited about this.
All right. So before we do that, to wrap things up, please subscribe to Rock in the Suburbs on Apple Podcasts. Please rate and review the show. These things will really help us out, and those don't cost you anything. If you want to help us out financially at all, you can buy a t-shirt or a coffee mug.
That helps.
We drink coffee. We got the little coffee going on right here.
Yeah, we do.
Black as midnight on a moonless night.
I love the Twin Peaks show, by the way, guys.
Thank you. Anyway, we sell that merch at teespring.com/rockinthesuburbs.
Yeah.
Oh, it's also the year of free stuff.
Oh, that's right.
For Jim and Patrick. Yeah. We can't forget that. That's our New Year's resolution. Yeah. Get more free stuff from listeners. If you want to know where to send that to us, you can. We'll send you the mailing address, but you have to email us rock@suburbspod.com.
Do that.
Which you can also make comments on the show there, too. Or you can tweet at us or all that business. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @suburbspod. Mm-hmm. And then you can call our hotline.
Why not?
612-440-1984. Please do that. So all those things. We got some free stuff from Bud Verge, by the way. Oh. Did I give you that free stuff?
No, we need to crack into that.
He said it was for you, so I didn't open it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you got that.
It's not some anti-Stevie Nicks propaganda.
I think it's more old magazines.
Oh, I love those.
Okay. All right. So Tug Baker, you have another selection for us of new music that people should hear?
Yeah, so kind of like my last pick, a female-fronted band that I am a big fan of, this band from Philly called Hopalong. Have you guys heard these guys?
Oh, yeah. We interviewed them. We interviewed them once on the old show a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, in the old days.
Nice. Awesome. Well, okay, so you know, maybe you can tell me how to pronounce her last name, Frances Quinlan?
Quinlan, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think one of the best vocals in indie rock right now, like just, you know, she's got some pipes and she can shred them, which is amazing. They have a new song out for an upcoming album, and it's a kind of this really cool breakup song with some like girl backing vocals, like girl group style stuff. It's really good. I dig it, and I think you guys are gonna like it too.
Another one I had no idea had new music out, so thank you, Tug, very much, man.
Some a new single for an upcoming album that's coming out.
I think 2018 is gonna be good, you guys. I think 2018 for music is gonna be pretty cool.
Sounding like it.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the song title again?
The song is called How Simple.
How Simple by Hopalong. Thank you very much, Tug Baker. You're going to join us again a couple more days this week, right?
Yeah. I'll be back tomorrow.
We have your number.
Do that. All right, give me a call.
All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
With us again is
Tug Baker.
And this is Hopalong, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I was worried they weren't going to put another album out.